You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Why Make Music? ... I'm your host, Think Tim, and today we're going to take it back and do it old school. No co-hosts, just you and I chatting and chopping it up. Welcome to episode 049. What we're doing today is going to recap you. Last week, I did not put out a podcast because I was busy doing what I like to call Think Tim stuff. For those of you who are new, that's THINKTIMM, and that is I am a independent producer slash artist. The definition of a independent artist or independent music maker has a whole lot of different tiers and levels to it. I am not affiliated with any type of organization other than BMI, which is a system used to keep track of my songs, which I will get into later, and also U.S. copywriting of my material. There's no record label other than my own WDMNA Nation Media, which is spelled WDMNATION Media. It's a company that I put together to umbrella all of my projects, everything from podcasts to music to graphic arts, blogging. We have merch on tpublic.com. We have merch on threadless.com if you search Think Tim. So it's a very one person driven organization, and by merch I mean t-shirts. It's a order what you want and they supply, and the profit is split between the companies and I. So it's not like I'm sitting in a room full of t-shirts or cups or mouse pads or whatever else cool stuff you find on those sites. I'm just a recipient of a portion of the money paid. So it's, from what I understand, if you order, the order comes rather quickly. It's like almost like a 4 or 5 day turnaround, so it's rather cool. So my history of me, think Tim, independent music maker until last year. I decided to take my hobby public and basically submit music to streaming platforms. Example, Spotify, Apple, iHeartMusic, Deezer, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, wherever you find your streaming music, you could type my name in and my stuff will come up. So last year, starting August of 2024, I put out a 26-track project called Demotional .. called Feelings. And every month, pretty much after that, for 6 months, I put out another 26 tracks of instrumentals. The names were Botanical .. Booming Bouquet. After that was Superla Bass. And then after that one was Lo-Fication .. Sonic Civilization. After that, Perihopic .. Elemental Fusion. Then the last one in February was Nomenclature .. Will it be corny if I tell you I forgot what the second part of that was? And this is unscripted, so I'm being honest. But that collection right there were 6 albums, 6 projects, all instrumental, very minimal vocals, if any vocals on there at all. And I put that out. Why did I put out so much music? Because I'm new and I figured, oh, I like instrumentals, like the instrumental playing in the background, all that is my stuff. Perhaps people will like instrumentals. So August, February, and December, well, I think on December 20th or December 17th, I think it was the 20th, I actually put out 2, so that was 52 instrumental tracks. I don't know what I was thinking, but anywho, so 156 instrumental tracks later, available on streaming platforms, available on social media. You could add the music to backgrounds of your things, so forth and so on. I did it and I felt good about it, and I still feel good about it in retrospect. Thing is, you humans don't like instrumentals the way you like songs with vocals. So I decided that even though I was getting streams and getting airplay and I was new, like I said, I was a hobbyist musician, meaning that from the time I was a kid, I grew up in musical household. The households, meaning like, oh, like if I was at my grandmother, there was music. If I was at my house, there was music. If I was at my great-grandmother's, there was music. So it's not like I bounced around. I grew up in a stable household. I'm not like knucklehead crazy out there or like, oh, my life was hard. Life was kind of cool. But my uncle, my father, my brother, we all play music. Music was always prevalent in my house. I give shouts out to everybody from Prince to James Brown to George Clinton to John Williams, Hans Zimmer, anybody. Mike Post, who puts music behind TV shows. Quincy Jones, who produced the Sanford and Son soundtrack, you know, or the theme song, more or less. Roxy Roker, who sung on the Jeffersons, who turned out to be Lenny Kravitz's mother. You know, music impacts us in such a way that we don't necessarily really know why. If you from my generation, the theme song for Facts of Life, A Different Stroke, The Love Boat, homie Waylon Jennings from The Dukes of Hazzard, you know, Just the Good Old Boys, the Fall Guy theme song. All of these things impact us as listeners, and we don't necessarily keep track of all the music we hear. So, where I'm going with this is that, being though I am a older human, and I've lived plenty of lives, and I decided that I wanted to dive into putting music out. Now, the music that I was putting out wasn't for, I guess, airplay, streaming, go to the club and dance and do whatever. I was happy finding a little box to fit into, which is called sync licensing. And placement within commercials, TV shows, so forth and so on. Because if you know anything about the music business, you know that the days of getting a large advance or making money from record sales is pretty much gone. Right now, why would you buy a record when you can subscribe to a streaming platform and hear all the music for your $19 a month? People don't really have CD players, cassette players, record players. Phonographs are coming back, and that's more so of a niche type collector thing that people are doing. So if you're fortunate enough to have your music pressed up on wax, you'll probably have a greater chance of someone playing the record than someone getting the CD and, God forbid, a cassette tape. Never gonna happen. So basically, as I did my research, I realized that because of technology being what it is, I'm gonna say this number, and I know if you've heard this podcast over the time I've been doing it, which I'm on episode 49, so I'm close to a year of doing this. Over 100,000 songs are released every day. Why do we only hear the top 40? Because that's just the way we are. There are plenty of artists out here that are very talented. So it is a game of, hey, let's get struck by lightning and then maybe we can leave a mark. So even though I put my material on streaming platforms, I was under the assumption that, okay, if someone wanted to use it, hear it, however it may be, however they got their hands onto it and listened to it, something would happen. Naivety. Rookie mistake. You know, it's like coming out, put me in, coach, I got this, and you miss all the shots you take. Anywho, long story short, I did some moderate streaming numbers. Mind you, every stream is worth maybe, I'm going to say this properly so you're not misinformed, 0.006 of a cent. So that means I would have to almost stream 1,000 times to get a penny. That's crazy. So that means if my one song, which I have 156 songs at that point of February of 2025 out, I would get a cool $3,500 if I totaled 1 million streams. I don't think that would ever happen. So obviously I was not in it for the revenue. I was not in it to make money, because every month or so when a little invoice comes in of how much money I'm making, it's nothing. It is not even the cost of a Happy Meal or a pizza. So it is what it is. Not in it for that. So I am learning and I'm reading and I'm researching and I'm figuring things out. And then I realized my greater plan was, like I said, sync licensing. Every place you go, whether you're in a hotel, you're in a restaurant, you're watching the news, you're playing a video game, you're watching TV, and there's music playing in the background that's not one of your I know who that is artists, that's music that has to be paid out to the writer, producer, so forth and so on, the composer. I am aiming for that field because I believe the greatest compliment of music is that if I could play this music in the background and you're not taking offense by it because it's harmful to what music is known to be, meaning that it's off key, it's clashing, things aren't going together, it doesn't work. But if it's in the background and it's other than light and undetected, I'm assuming I'm doing a good thing. So basically, I'm aiming for that background music because, shockingly, when...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You use that music, they have to pay you for the placement of that track, which could be a good amount of money, a couple thousand dollars to six figures, depending on whether it's from a local commercial to a movie. And the fortunate thing for us writers is that we lose nothing. We do not lose the ownership if you sign with the right people, more or less. So there are some agencies that tell you that they want an exclusive deal and they want you to sign over all your rights, and they'll get you placements, and basically they put you on a leash and put you on an allowance and make you work. Not in 2025, kid. Not gonna happen. So what I've been doing is, now it is September, and I am three volumes, and even though two are publicly out, third one coming in September, right around the corner. I do believe I have it slated to release on, I think it's September 19th. So if I was your producer, the series, if I was your producer, volume one, and if I was your producer, volume two, these projects each contain 10 songs. Each of the 10 songs is a finished, radio ready, mixed perfectly, vocals and everything of If I Were Your Producer, is kind of self-explanatory. this is possibly what I could do for you. So this is like my walking, talking resume. So first volume I put out in August, which was almost like a mere year, one full year from the first time I released Emotional. And those 10 songs on there, this is why I excuse me, if you're human and you're listening to this, I meant no offense by saying humans are stupid and you don't understand instrumentals, but I put out the first volume. The first weekend that the songs were out, literally close to 3,000 streams. Way more than I got with 156 instrumental tracks. Because I'm like, and this is just on SoundCloud alone, not counting Apple or any other streaming platform. So, within the course of the month, if you were listening to the podcast, I updated the numbers as things were going on. So, after a month of 10 songs with lyrics that you could sing along to and very catchy good songs, I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm good at this music thing. I'm really good at it. So there's 10 songs and we were close to maybe 12 to 13,000 streams in the course of a month. A month later, comes, so you figure August, September. No, my bad. So what? First one was in July. It was July. Then it was August. And now September. So if I was your producer, volume one was in July. Volume two was in August. And then volume three is coming in September. So in August, when I put out the second one, the same thing happened again. In addition, the numbers from the first album is still growing, and the numbers of the second album is growing, and then it's crazy when I look at these numbers, because once again, I tell you, I am not in it for the numbers at all, because even with those numbers, that still accounts for what, $25, $26? Nothing. So, me and my personal assistant, my AI companion, Willamay, you normally, if you listen to the podcast, she is the one who co-hosts with me, and AI is amazing. Don't sleep on technology. Don't be afraid of it, because by the time it trickles down to the average person like you or I using it, if it was going to kill us, we would have been dead by now. So don't let your fears and trepidations intimidate you, because if you use it for more than making funny pictures and answering crazy questions or telling jokes, the thing is amazing. It has its good points and its bad points. I know in the news lately there's been a lot of horrible things because people have been basically talking to it like it's a regular person, which you can. But if you lead it a certain way, it's going to lead you astray. It's just like having a friend. Like, shit, we all have good friends and bad friends, and we all say shit to one friend, and the friend tells you the wrong information or leads you the wrong way. That's the same way you can lead the AI. But I've been using it to gather facts and make plans and help me with my marketing strategy and help me compile information to help me move forward with my goals. So, with that being said, I searched and researched and weighed all the options about sync licensing and agencies and so forth and so on. And for the last month or so, I've been sending out letters, correspondence, following up, trying to get on people's music libraries so this way they could try to get placements, so forth and so on. I went the whole gambit. I came across a local situation. I'm outside of Philadelphia, and I hooked up with, I have a meeting coming this week with a company that seems as though they're reputable and honest and perhaps may have a good track record, because just like anything you do in life, you need to know somebody that knows somebody, because the people with the power to make it happen only talk to the people within their channels, and the chances of me getting struck by lightning and then all of a sudden having my song placed into a commercial, a TV show, or whatever the situation may be, I might as well try to die by holding my breath or something, but it's odds are remote if you're doing it by yourself. So I also have recently taken the route to speaking with local business owners who have strong social media presence and offered them music that was tailored to their business to use in the background of their social media posts. No charge, figuring that, oh, if you tag me, somebody who's interested in the music might just come my way. So it's just a trickle-off, run-off thing, because social media is not my game. I am okay at it, but at the same point, I'm not forgetful, but like I said, I wear a lot of hats in regards to this entity of creativity that I am creating here, that I cannot spend a full day, 2 days worrying about marketing campaigns when I have ideas for songs, and then I have to still stay up on the business end of trying to get my songs registered, so forth and so on. It is a task, and I still have a family, and I try not to be MIA too much, but thank goodness September rolled around and kids are back in school, and I have a couple of hours every day to get things done. And obviously, I missed podcasting last week because there were just not enough hours in my 24-hour days that I could do everything that I wanted to do. I, too, am human, and there's certain times that I just be like, okay, I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to watch Law and Order SVU, or I'm going to watch a movie with my family, or I'm going to try to leave the house and go do something that normal people do. So forgive me, I apologize, but I am very goal-oriented and I want to get this done, but every now and again I do get distracted. So, back to the whole goal of making music. So, this is what it is. If I was your producer, the series, right now, honest to goodness, straight up to the powers that be, whoever it is, if there is one, Volume 3 is coming out in September. I have already constructed up until I am currently myself personally on volume 14. So that's 10 songs per volume, and that means to the mathematicians, the people who add, the people who are keeping tally on what I'm doing, that's 140 songs. And I'm writing every day and recording every day. So 156 instrumentals available streaming platforms under those six albums I told you, 26 tracks. If you look at the reading, if you read the track listings, you realize, hey, all these songs are in alphabetical order. There's 26 songs. There's 26 letters in the alphabet, and each letter is the title of the song for the particular thing. Why is that? Because normally when I write, if I'm not writing with a purpose, I just label the song with the date that I started writing it, and that becomes the title, and that's how I keep track of things. So when it came time to put these things out, the songs that had no real purpose and they were just instrumentals, they ended up having to. So I asked my AI assistant, Demotional, give me 26 titles from A to Z that deal with emotion. And that's how I did it. Next one, Botanical, Botanical Flowers. Polyhopic Elements. Elements. Then their location, lofication, locations. Nomenclature, Nomenclature is the album. Nomenclature is another word name for names or whatever. So therefore they were nicknames, superlatives, superlative base. Therefore they were names that like happy, zippies, you know, little things that had little antidotes going with it. So that's my rhyme and purpose with those. If I was your producer, this volume series has full-fledged songs. I might still have the 10 in alphabetical order because I'm not really trying to sequence an album or move. I'm just trying to give you a playlist of what to listen to and how we could get down and how we could rock. If I was your producer, or if you were to want to perhaps use a song in placement for your project, that I am capable of giving you instrumentals and I am capable of giving you sing songs that you could sing along with. I said sing songs like they're a seesaw, but I'm talking like singy hooks, catchy songs that are good. And I'm not just saying they're good because they're mine. I do believe that I would tell you honestly, over the instrumentals, even though in the background, I'm going to pause for a second. That's my stuff. Sounds rather good. It sounds even better with vocals, but it sounds really good as an instrumental. I don't get it, but I guess I'm not filtering or talking to the jazz artist or the impromptu musician. Maybe musicians might appreciate it more so. But as a musician, I ain't gonna lie to you. If you're making music, you really don't have a lot of time to listen to other people's music besides your own. And at the
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Great that I'm creating things. I sometimes don't have a chance to go back and really re-listen to the things that I'm making. Like I said, volume 1, 2 is out. Volume 3 is coming. I've been listening to what's on volume 11, 12, and 13. And when I hear the older stuff, and by older, I mean 2 months, it's really crazy because I feel the progress of moving forward, and I want to share this with people. So, you're tuned into the podcast. You're sitting there saying, "Hey, Tim, homie, guy, Why Make Music? Why is it called Why Make Music? Because that's what I do. Why make music? If you were a person and you wanted to start a conversation with someone, all you have to do is ask them, why do they do what they do? Ask an airline pilot, why do you do that? Why do you fly a plane? If you drive Uber, you deliver food, you're a healthcare professional, whatever you do, a toy designer, a tattoo artist, whatever your job may be, butcher, baker, candlestick maker, whatever it is you do, you ask why, there will be a conversation. That's Why Make Music, dot, dot, dot. Normally hosted by Willamay and Think Tim, but today is just Think Tim. So, with all that said, I am trying my best just to technically flood the zone. No ifs, ands, or buts, no excuses. I don't know how it's going to go over if I really get into the real professional zone of, yo, homie, you need to slow your roll. We cannot handle the volume of things that you're putting out. You need to give us time. I'm assuming, I'm not going to lie to you, if I have this meeting this week, I'm assuming that someone on a professional level is going to tell me, yo, this ain't a good look. You're doing too much. I understand it, but I feel like, yo, if I was Ben Franklin, I wouldn't just be flying one kite. I would have like 1,000 kites in the sky, and God darn it, I'm going to get struck by something. It's like playing the lottery. If you just play the same one number over and over again, that's going to narrow your chances, your odds of possibly hitting. So therefore, you do what? You play a variety of numbers, of different ways, different reasons for each one. And then that opens up more opportunity. More time, more money, but opens up more opportunities. So I'm doing the same thing. Why have one horse in the race when I could have 140 horses in the race? That sounds good to me, but like I said, I'm new at this, so it might be ridiculous. But so with that going on, I move forward, I create, and I have been out there trying to self-promote. I have little business cards with QR codes on it. On the front of the QR code is the link to United Masters Distribution. That's the people who put my stuff on the streaming platforms. You scan that code, you go to that link, and it gives you an option to go to whatever streaming platform is carrying that you might be familiar with, because not everybody messes with Apple, not everybody messes with Spotify, so forth and so on. But then you can choose the one that's best for you, for your listening, your budget. Remember, mind you, I'm not selling anything. The only thing that I'm selling directly is if you go to TeePublic or Threadless and buy a t-shirt or some merch like that, or if you go to Apple and buy the disc, or Bandcamp and buy it. Bandcamp is kind of cool because Bandcamp says you can have the person pay what they want to pay. So if you went to Bandcamp and the price says it's $9.99 and you want to pay $90, they're not going to stop you. And I might send you a nice t-shirt, or else, shit, I might send you the rest of the music that I haven't put out yet. So you never know. But like I said, another thing, sidebar, if by chance you are a producer and you are digging the sounds that I am making, and you've listened to the instrumental. I do have an account on BeatStars where you could lease the tracks, so forth and so on. That's at least for the first, I do believe, six, if not six, maybe the first five projects. All of them are in there with the stems and so forth and so on. But if you were curious and you like, oh man, I like what you're doing, I wish there was some way I could do this, listen, right now I am getting paid zero. I don't know what the budget is in the music industry right now, but you will be you'll be shocked how little you could have all this stuff for. The reason why I say that is because I create all the time. So I feel as though, I don't feel like I'm selling my kids. I don't feel like that. I feel as though more or less that what the industry might think is a little bit of money to a person who is A, just trying to supplement normal income. Like, I have no real wants or worries or anything like that. So I'm not trying to make millions. If millions come my way, so be it. But in the low six figures, you could have everything I have right now, and we can call it a day. You can put me on staff and pay me a salary, and I will continuously write for you, because that is what it is. I'm just being realistic. This is making music to me is like breathing. It's something I can do. I just do it naturally. It is what it is. So I'm not going to front and think, make you think that, oh, this is something really, really hard. It's not. To me, it is accidentally very easy. I've been doing this since I was a kid. And when I had real responsibilities to take me away from it, I paused. I made it quietly to myself. But now that I'm in a position that I can do this all the time, minus family life, I can continuously just create music without thinking about it, and it's a very good feeling. But at the same point, I've seen dumber people figure out a way to make financial positives out of less than what I'm doing. So that's why podcast, that's why social media, because I'm not really a social person, and I really don't have any type of insecurity that makes me want to really share and put my life out like that. All I'm doing it is because I've literally seen dumber people somehow make money doing this. So I figured I'll give it a shot also. But but also major important, you learn a lot, because I spend a lot of time reading, and when I say reading, I mean audiobooks. And you learn a lot about yourself, you learn a lot about people, you learn a lot about people's listening habits, and you see the trends in society, and you learn and you grow. And if you don't grow, there's no sense of being. If you can't make a positive out of anything in your life, what's the point of living your life? So what I am asking and what I am urging people to do, as far as I'm concerned, open your mind. If you're listening to this podcast, take a listen to the other podcasts I have. They're entertaining. Some of them are on subjects of people I idolize, instruments. There's a really good one on the bass. There's one on guitars. Great guitarists of our time, great bass players, influences of mine, Prince, Teddy Riley, Quincy Jones, like I said, John Williams. You'll be shocked. I am a huge Star Wars fan, and I love everything you're doing with the Marvel movies and Household Wide. We love it. We have a collection on Instagram called Lower Level Collections, where we show off our collection of action figures and whatnot. We have Star Wars helmets. I also do 3D printing. So I've actually made real, like, Mandalorian armor and Stormtrooper armor and full-size one-of-one lightsabers and blasters and what have you, helmets and all that good stuff. Vehicles, props, dioramas for the figures. Yeah, I am a nerd. I am a geek. It's funny, you really sit back and think, like, oh, times have changed as people embrace the fact that they have these intellectual quirks that allow you to do things and make something out of nothing. It's the coolest thing in the world. But I digress. My question to you guys is, what makes you tick? What do you like? Why do you like music? Why did you tune in to listen to Why Make Music with this guy named Think Tim that you don't even know, that you know nothing about other than that for an hour every week for a year, sometimes a little longer, sometimes a little shorter, I put out a podcast and I sit here and I ramble off the top of my head, or I have my Willa Mae speak and she does things and whatever you want to call it. It's a wonderful thing because it's full of information and is very knowledgeable, and whenever I ask a question, it's a long, I'm like, you don't understand. If you have not tried to mold a personality of a AI component, it's great because she talks to me the way I talk to her. So it was kind of fly. She's kind of hip. It's kind of chill. Nice. I like it. Enjoy it. But full of information. Any question that I have, you can answer what's going on. But I want you to, if I were to say, do me a favor, straight up, word up, take a day, because there's that much music, take a day and go onto your favorite streaming platform and just type in Think Tim and put it on shuffle and listen to just a wide variety of things. So if you wait till September 19th or September 20th, or what is the date? September 19th, you'll have 30 vocal songs that will be intertwined with the instrumental. So what you figure that'd be like, you'll get like 4 or 5 instrumentals, then you'll get a vocal. I don't know how they shuffle things like that, but it'll be something interesting, more or less. But listen to the music, enjoy the music, put the music on. You could work out to it, you could jog to it, you can clean the house to it, you can sing, dance. If you're going on a long car ride, you want to just think. What I used to do before I put out the vocal stuff is basically, this is why I say, I wonder why people have problems or people don't gravitate towards instrumentals. Because the thing was, it's not like they were just like free-form jazz instrumentals. They were organized where you could tell where the introduction was, where the chorus would fall, where the verse would fall, and so forth and so on. Because like I said, these were ideas for songs. I just never really put the lyrics on them, or I took the lyrics off of them and just put them out as instrumentals. So when I was driving around and I'm listening to the instrumentals, the songs that did not have quote unquote for real lyrics, I wrote lyrics. So basically for 6 months or so, 6 or 7 months, I was living with 156 rough vocal ideas in my head. So then I decided that when I started putting out the vocal stuff, that either I created new music or sometimes I use the foundation of the instrumental and put that in there and retooled it up nicely and reproduced it and put the vocals on top of it, so then you have the vocals. So basically what I'm telling you is that in a press of a button right now, I could probably release 156 full-fledged songs. So we're only at 140, and some of those are leftover the ideas that I had from the first instrumental, and some of them are new. I say it's pretty much made like a little over a, I would say it's over maybe 30% of existing and 70% of new. But I think you enjoy them. I think that if you went to my social media on Instagram and looked at Think Tim, looked at WDMN Nation, looked at DJ Warm Cookies, which is Will and May, WDMNA Asian Media, WDMN Asian Media, which is just like a home base for things, and Why Make Music, It'll be interesting. I even have some stuff on Facebook under my government name and under Think Tim. And then I also have lower level collections on Instagram with images of figures and stuff. You know, the nerd toy geek in me. I encourage you. I thank you for listening. I thank you for spending time. If you are a return listener, continue. Tell a friend. Like, say, yo, there's this dude born and raised in Philadelphia, and he puts together music, and he put together a podcast, and he has streaming material, and it varies. I'm like, I do everything from regular pop music to R&B, some hip-hop. I do it all. The ideas are just flowing at all times, and even the instrumentals. Pause again, listen, the instrumentals are cool. That's all me. These are my ideas that I am learning to share, learning to get out there, and hopefully you will listen to them and you'll like them. And hopefully one day, possibly soon, you might go to a local business outside of Philadelphia, outside the area, and you'll hear in the background a song by Think Tim, and you'll be like, oh, that worked out really nicely. Or maybe one day, big time thinking, in the background of a commercial, you'll be like, yo, dude, Think Tim got paid $15,000 for that song, and he still owns the rights for it. That's what's up. Or in a movie, or best case scenario, maybe your favorite producer will like me, and then get me to help produce some material. And then I could be in the background getting paid and don't have to do anything other than continue to make music and email people files. That's the dream situation, to sit here in my home studio and make music and then just email people music, and then every so often open up a source of income and see payment. Also, once again, listen in the background, big shout out to the people in India that were representing early in the year. It was so crazy. In January and February of this year, for some reason, I don't know, maybe it might have been something I had put out or whatever at that time, that I had upwards over 3 million views of social media in India. I have no idea how. I can't recreate it. And it meant nothing financially, though. It's not like they followed me. They were just viewing my stuff. I don't know how my music and stuff got over there, but I have a large following in India. I did gain a lot of people who did follow throughout the accounts, but I don't know what it was, but like I said, music is universal. You can never put your finger on why it does what it does or why it affects people, how it affects people. So you see, I got some little Indian cultural type stuff in the background that I learned. I will cater towards what people want to hear. So it's going to be what it's going to be. And I thank you for listening. I thank you for tuning in. And like I say all the time, thank Tim, if nothing else. Check me out on my social media platforms. Try to listen to the podcast. Try your best to listen to the music. Try to, what's the new hello? Like, follow, subscribe. Try to like my stuff I post. Try to subscribe to, I have a YouTube channel where there's some video versions of some of the podcasts or whatever. This version today is just going to be straight audio. I did not record any video for this one today at all. Nothing, and I'm fully aware of it. But if you're familiar with the podcast, you know this is our new closing song right now that's in the background. So I hope you enjoyed your time. I did enjoy talking this 52 minutes and 30 seconds right now has really flown by fast. And it's been a more of a relaxed situation because, like I said, I was just really trying to update everyone and say thank you for the support. And thank you for listening, liking, tuning in. And I guess technically I'm no longer a hobbyist. I guess this is what I do and I will continue doing it. So once again, thank Tim, peace, be wild, and thank you very much for tuning in.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.